We're in Simin Shin Vav. We're up to Siv Beis. We'll be doing from Beis through Dalad. Siv Beis, Hoysa Behemto, Medes Chutz Tchum, Yochol Likros La Kadesh Tovel. If one's animal is outside the Tchum, he's allowed a caller to come in. So the halacha is like this. First of all, the halacha of Tchumin is that all of one's belongings are considered having the Tchum of himself, of the Balabayas. Which means that the tchum of the animal is the tchum of the bailim. Therefore, so long as it's outside the tchum, it is also to move that animal four amas. Therefore, a yisrael cannot move that animal, aside from any yisurim of muktzah. It is also for yisrael to get this animal to move, yisrael to pull this animal for four amas. However, to go call the animal, that it should come back into the tchum, that's mutter. And once it's in the tchum, it's in the tchum. That's it's in its own tchum, and it's allowed to be there. One is also allowed to ask a non-Jew to go and bring the cow back. That'll also be mutter. But it'll be usur for a Yisrael to go and move it more than four amis from where it is if it's outside the tchum. Siv Gimel. Machshichim ala tchum. We learned that to go to the edge of the tchum for the sake of going where somewhere after Shabbos is aser. So machshicham al tchum. When is it mutter? Las is tzorchei kala, tzorchei meis, lavi lawarin v'tachrichim. It's mutter for the sake of a kala, for whatever things she needs, as well as for the sake of anything that's needed for burial. V'yachal loma lachaveru shiashich shiavilo. Similarly, you're allowed to ask someone else, could you please go to the edge of your tchum so that right after Shabbos, you'll be able to take care of things for a kal or for a mace. Now, this is all not talking about doing malacha on Shabbos. Doing malacha on Shabbos, even for a kal of a mace, is also a deyakum. You can't even have a non-Jew do that for you. We're just talking about this halacha of machshichim ala tchum. And the reason why it's mutter is because the iser being mashach ala tchum is mimtzol cheftzecha, and all of this is considered cheftzei shamayim. V'yachal lomer lo lech b'makom ploni l'machar. You can tell him, go to this place tomorrow. V'im lo notzis b'makom ploni lech l'machom ploni. And if you can't find it over there, go somewhere else. Lo matzis b'mona kach b'masayim. You couldn't find for 100, buy it in for 200. O'bavad shalo yaske lo schum mekach. As long as you don't mention a ceiling, like it shouldn't cost more than this. You can't give an exact price. You can't say you can pay this amount and no more, because that is considered, that is more like mekach u'memkar. Now, buying on Shabbos is certainly yasser, because that's mekach u'memkar. That's mamish mekach u'memkar. And mekach u'memkar is also mamish sale, is also as a gzeirot u'ksiva, that's even in chetzei shamayim. So you certainly couldn't buy it. V'chein im lakach mimeno b'shmona, lo yomer lo tein liyol b'shnayim, v'yechayv l'cha asara. If what he did was, he bought eight, and he says, well, I'm going to buy two more, and I'll owe you 10, that two is making some kind of ktsitsa. You're setting aside an amount of money. And that's more like mekach u'memkar. Says the Rama, Hagav v'miyef shelo elim kein yaskelo schum mekach muter b'chol inyan atzarche mitzvahu. And if the only way to do it is to actually mention an exact amount of money, even that is muter, even though it looks like mekach u'memkar, because it's tzarche mitzvah. V'yesh osrim b'chol inyan. Some say that you shouldn't be mentioning amounts of money altogether. V'chein ikur. The Rama paskins this way. So on Shabbos, where something important comes up and you have to send someone so that after Shabbos he's going to go ahead and buy tzorchei kal or tzorchei meis, the halach is he should not be mentioning any amount of money, because we say that the ktsitsa itself is not called chetzei shemayim. It's unnecessary to give an exact amount. And as a result of it, Chazal asked it because it's doma lamekach u'memkar. Siv Dalit, Hasocher is Apol. Now we have a new halacha. This is the halacha of Schar Shabbos. It is usher to pay or receive money for something done on Shabbos, even though it is non-malacha. Means if you're paying someone for doing something on Shabbos itself, that in itself is also the Yisr of Schar Shabbos. It's a Gzer Derabanan Otu Mekach U'Memka. Now there's a Yisod of Reb Chaim Brisker on this, where he says that the Isser is not taking the schar. The Isser is that because you're paying for it, then midrabbanan, that's considered malacha. And the Rabbanan said that any action that you pay for explicitly on Shabbos is considered, it will midrabbanan get the din of malacha. But we'll soon see that the Mishnah Berurah obviously doesn't follow that, and a lot of poskim don't, and they hold that even where Reb Chaim's Yisod wouldn't apply, it'll still be Aser on Shabbos. So Asofer Sapol Lishmor Zroim Odover Acher. Eino Nosen Oschar Shabbos. If you hire a worker to go and guard over Zroim or other things, you don't give him Schar Shabbos. Lefikach en Achray Shabbos Olav. Therefore, if anything happened on Shabbos, the halach is that he's Potter. Hoyo Schir Shabbos, Schir Chodesh, Schir Shana, Schir Shavua. What happens if he is hired for an amount of time that includes Shabbos? Nosen Los Schar Shabbos. This is the din of Havlah, where it's not called Schar Shabbos if you're paying him daily, monthly, weekly. Annually, weekly, or monthly. Lefikach, achraya Shabbos olav. And therefore, since he's allowed to get paid for it, if anything happens on Shabbos, he's chayiv. V'lo yomer lo tein li shel Shabbos, el omer tein li schar shavua chodesh. You never say, well, pay me for Shabbos. He's supposed to say, pay me for the week, pay me for the month. Says the Ramah, v'im sochro l'chodesh v'hisna l'shalim lo kol yom kach v'kach mikri schir yom. Whereas if you say, I am hiring you for Shabbos, which means I'm paying you this amount for every single day, and he's counting off 7 days, that no longer is called havlah. O yomer lo ten li schar asara yomim. If you say, give me the schar of 10 days, it doesn't have to be a week or a month. A 10-day period is also called havlah. Saying pay me for 10 days doesn't mean pay me 10 times for every single day separately. Now, the Mishnah Berurah applies the halach of schar Shabbos also to a rental. You're not allowed to rent out an apartment just for Shabbos and take money for it, because that would be schar Shabbos. There's got to be some havlah. Also, if you lend money to a non-Jew and he gives you interest for it, that would be schar Shabbos if he is paying interest by the day. But he's allowed to if he's paying interest by the week. So you're not allowed to receive interest, and you're also really not supposed to be paying it if it's for the day. Now, the problem is in savings accounts that give interest where they're compounded daily. So the poskim talk about whether or not that would constitute schar Shabbos. So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he says that since the legal day begins and ends at midnight, it will always include with it some of chol. So for example, from after Shabbos until midnight, it is not Shabbos anymore, and that's still considered part of Saturday. Now the same thing Friday. Friday includes all the way from midnight on Thursday all the way through midnight on Friday, because midnight on Friday night, that is. So it included most of Friday was not Shabbos. So all of that is havlah and it's mutter. Says Rav Moshe, what if you have Shabbos and Yontif or 2 days Yontif? So there, between the two of them, you're going to have the entire time being a time of Yisr. Says Rav Moshe, that extra money you should go and throw away, give it to Tzedakah anonymously in a way that you're not getting Hanah from it. So that the halacha would be, if you're getting interest for 2 days Yontif in a row or for Shabbos and Yontif, that day's interest you have to make sure to get rid of, that you don't benefit from it, because it would be considered Tzchar Shabbos.